Construction materials have been barged up Taku Inlet in preparation for reopening the Tulsiqquatchief mine in British Columbia. Chieftain Metals is hoping for road access through First Nation territory to ship ores from the mine, which has not operated since the 1950s. The company says its first step is to start treating the water coming out of the old mine. Chieftain has obtained the permits that belong to the previous owner. Rosemarie Alexander of member station KTOO reports from Juneau.
The Toronto-based company acquired the Tulsiqquatchief mine last year from bankrupt Redfern Resources. President and CEO Victor Wyprisky says the treatment plant is now on site.
I trust everyone in the region understands that a real permanent solution is with a viable mine.
Earlier this month, Chieftain barged 8 of 10 loads up the Taku River before water levels dropped. Chief Operating Officer Keith Boyle says about 60 bags of cement and a truck were left behind, but there's enough at the site to get started.
As it stands right now, it looks like we're able to complete all the critical parts of the work we want to do this year, including the treatment plant.
About 30 workers and a lot of equipment are at the Tulsiqua. Boyle says the treatment plant should be in operation by the end of November. Exploration is also underway.
And so we're spending about $7.5 million on exploration this year.
Chieftain has been granted most of the permits previously issued to Redfern, including the British Columbia Mines Act permit. The company is opening an office in Atland, B.C. Wyprisky says he expects more than 10 years of mine life. The Tulsiqua property is Chieftain's core asset, according to the company's listing on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and Wyprisky is bullish about it.
We would target something better than 75 million pounds of zinc production a year, 8 or 9 or 10 million pounds of lead, more than 15 million pounds of copper, and close to 50,000 ounces of gold and 1,000,007 ounces of silver.
Former mine owner Redfern struggled with numerous issues at the Tulsiqua, including its relationship with Taku River Tlingit First Nation. Chieftain and the First Nation recently signed a letter of understanding, which covers water treatment plant construction and operation, mine exploration, and possible employment. Wyprisky calls it the beginning of a framework for negotiations with the tribe. The LOU does not agree to a year-round road to the mine through First Nation territory, though Wyprisky says it's the best transportation option. At this point, First Nation and Chieftain are only discussing mine access. Wyprisky admits it's a significant unresolved issue. He says the company's goal is to start mine construction by the middle of next year. He hopes the old Tulsiqua will be in production in mid-2014. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.
There's a testing program going on to sample fish from the Taku River and the inlet for mercury contamination from the old Tulsiqquatchief mine. Authorities say that would serve as a sort of baseline and provide one way to monitor the mine once it's in operation.